you used Blackboard Turnitin tool for the final, Blackboard automatically created a grading column. In the Course Management section, go to the Full Grade Center. And remember that the column may have fallen off your screen, as Blackboard places new columns always at the very end. In the Action bar, go to Manage, then Column Organization, and reorder the columns as you see fit. To make the grades in this column count in the total, go to the weighted final column you created at the start of the semester, the one with the percentage sign at the beginning of its name. Then click on the Action button, then on Edit Column Information. Scroll down to the Select Column box, select the column created for the final, and use the arrow to move it to the Selected Columns box. Make it count for 100%. Leave all else on this page as is. Click on Submit. In the Full Grade Center, look for the column for the Turnitin assignment. Click in the cells with the yellow exclamation mark and click on the hidden action button that will appear. Select Attempt plus Date to review and grade. On the Modify Grade page, click on the icon next to the User's Paper option. You'll arrive on the Feedback Studio page. You'll see your student's paper on the left, with four mini vertical toolbars on the right of it. You may want to start with exploring the red toolbar. It opens the plagiarism checking panel, and at the same time, highlights possible plagiarized text in the student's paper. Next, click on the purple toolbar if you selected this tool when setting up the Turnitin assignment, which opens the spelling and grammar review panel and overlays the paper with possible areas for correction. Your feedback work, as opposed to the software's, comes in when you are going to use the tools in the blue mini toolbar. Click the checkmark icon called Quick Mark to see a collection of predefined feedback comments that can be dragged and dropped onto the student's paper. You can also insert your own homemade comments by just clicking into the paper and choosing one of the three tools in the pop-up panel. The use of the remaining icons is pretty straightforward, but notice the help link, just one click on the question mark away. After you complete reviewing, fill in a grade on the upper right. Turnitin will save all your work automatically. When finished, use the arrows on both sides of the student name in the top panel to view and grade the paper of the next or previous student. Yay!